on education and world peace. There are three types of schooling: organized education, homeschooling, and self-education. Self-education is the only one that is not broken, as the student learns in the sequence that matches their existing knowledge and at a pace that they are comfortable with. Homeschooling is broken because it isolates the students from constantly evolving cultures, and because it aims to pass standardized tests which do not work. And organized education is broken because of money, grades, curricula, drugs, bullying and violence, lack of funding, and focus on statistics rather than individual student success in life. Self-education is extremely pleasant, but very difficult to get right and pretty expensive. But it does not really compare to the insane problems of standardized testing and organized education. Self-education must begin with travel and must keep at it. Geographic movement is extremely important for the mind and grasp on cultures. For a student curious about architecture or archaeology, that means visiting dozens of cathedrals across the entire world. And that's just to start. However, a student who has no interest in things related to cathedrals must never be forced or encouraged to go anywhere near them. This is the problem with standardized lectures. A student must not be forced into things that are currently irrelevant to them. They are not ready. They may never be ready. Doing so will cause low grades, low self-esteem, and probably push them away from all the people making them learn irrelevant crap. A student who is interested in nature, climate, earth, or even survival situations must section hike the Appalachian Trail, the Continental Divide Trail, and the Pacific Crest Trail. This would be extremely harmful to someone who does not like trails. But for a nature lover, this will make them speechless and make them cry in their golden age and beyond. It may take them a few years or a lifetime to finish hiking those trails, but there is a chance that they will start their first philosophical treatise while still a teenager. Homeschooling should not involve standardized testing, because standardized testing is not a path towards real education. Memorization is not education. Comprehension of the mechanics behind a formula is education. The standardized curriculum prevents real education. Real homeschooling is different from self-education because it involves the entire family. It is like self-education that I described above, but never alone. The family members become supportive tutors to the interests of the young student. Here, parents should not make the mistake that a student wants to become a musician because they are curious about music. Nor should they get angry when the student drops everything to record their first album. These are not final aims. They are just small milestones along a long way. Selling their first album is a venture into business and potentially running their own record label. A broad curiosity about music is a call to visit a number of schools that teach music for money. And a lot of it is about yearning to meet creative minds across different cultures. Students must always choose the path. Even if they hate math, they will eventually drop right in the center of it. Be it programming music, making a computer game, an app that deals with GPS and pathfinding, they will become inspired and ravenous for math. They will need tutors that are familiar with presenting frameworks to the self-educated. That means their lectures will need to be structured like a memory palace. For example, learning math by studying its development across history. Now, onto organized education. It is completely broken and rotten at the core due to the stupid idea of standardized education. Standardized education is just another name for a standard way to process students into little paychecks. And that is fraud. But get this, that organized education even exists is a beautiful miracle and work of art. Once the curriculum gets repaired, our schools will become the most important invention in our history. It has been possible to fix schools for a couple of decades now. Yes, because of computers. They can provide a customized educational experience that is always relevant to the student. That teachers still teach standardized lesson plans today is a piece of evidence that schools are not about children, but about milking them for paychecks. Schools in the state that they are now are artificially halting human progress just to squeeze every dollar they can for as long as they can. If it was really about the students, teachers would stage a walkout until the curriculum became personalized to the unique needs of each student. The first step to repair organized education is to remove the standardized curriculum and install a computer-driven, student-controlled one. Then, students need to get paid for study. At first, a dignified hourly reward of at least twice the minimum wage. And later, a lifelong universal income program. A card with a $100 daily spending limit, automatically adjusted for inflation. Students require money because students require housing for student exchange programs. This is very important for real education. Travel will aid in expansion of their minds, becoming unstuck from indoctrination and propaganda, bad culture, bad family, bad teachers, and it will help the world find peace. The idea of organized education is a masterpiece, but the standard curriculum holds it hostage and prevents real education, and pushes back advancement of humankind, keeping us trapped in poverty and a kind of dark age. No generation should be the same as previous. The blight of corruption, indoctrination, mass incarceration, and mutually assured destruction? That must give way to better ideas. Humanity must advance. We are just a chain link. We are temporary keepers. The world belongs to the younger and all the future generations yet to come.